Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at coachchristie.com. That's coachchristie.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either.
Hey, sorry guys, the last ad cut off for some reason. Must just be a technical difficulty issue. But yeah, we are live with Barefoot is Legal Radio. I am your host, Phoenix. Our other host, Audrey, will be joining on in a few. We are currently doing the show separate today, but we will both be on the line. But yeah, Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as empowering, encouraging, and sharing tips and tricks within the barefooting community. You know, we are here to, you know, encourage and support other barefooters wherever you may be on your journey and however you may like to barefoot to, you know, feel empowered to do that. And I'm going to start off by saying, you know, most people don't know this, unfortunately, but there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public spaces in the United States at all. It is illegal for any place open to the public to have a policy against barefooting. So if somebody is trying to kick you out of a store or something or any place that is open to the public, it is illegal. If they try to tell you there's a store policy, no, there is not. It's illegal to have a store policy against it. Therefore, there is not a store policy against it. But unfortunately, many people are not aware of this. And unfortunately, some people are aware of this and are still just jerks, unfortunately. So, you know, remember, there are no laws or health codes in the United States against barefooting in public spaces. Therefore, nobody can kick you out. Nobody can tell you you're doing anything wrong. You know, if anything, a store trying to kick you out for barefooting, they are the ones breaking the law. And, you know, it's really important to keep in mind that people barefoot for so many different reasons. And, you know, main, you know, categorical reasons tend to be, you know, spiritual, religious, cultural reasons, as well as medical reasons, and that includes physical health and mental health. And, you know, it's really important to understand that there is, you know, a wide variety of reasons to which people barefoot. And unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, don't take this seriously and don't take it into consideration that it's more than just people trying to be rebels or trying to pick other people off or whatever. And the truth is how can somebody be a rebel or a rule breaker if there are no rules or laws against something? The only thing that we are, quote-unquote, rebelling from is the expectations and conformity that other people want to put on us when we shouldn't have to. And I'm trying to get Audrey on right now. Sorry, my computer being a little slow, but Audrey is trying to get on the line. Let me see if he'll go through. Come on. I am sorry, guys. Having a little bit of technical difficulties right now. But remember, there are so many different reasons to why we do this. And all of those reasons are valid. Okay. One second, guys. I think she's about to get on. Oh, this is annoying. And I actually am currently barefooting outside right now, which is probably why it is being a little laggy. But it's definitely still a great time to be outside and just, you know, feel the ground, you know, on my skin when I sit on it, as well as, you know, with my feet. So weird. Why is it? I'm sorry, guys.
Hello.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you. There we go. Awesome.
Hey, we did it.
Yes.
Oh, so, goodness. It's been a week. It's awesome. I am doing well. Did you see the moon last night?
Yes. So
yeah, that answers all our questions, really.
Oh, yes. For those of you that are like, what was going on with the moon? We had a full moon. We still have a full moon. Technically, the moon did not reach full peak until 5:59, but that East Standard Time.
It was
huge. But, yeah,
it was
so beautiful.
Like, explain to me. Yeah, explain to us why it's so close, though. Because, like, seriously, I was like, when I saw we were driving to the camp, we're at that camp in again, and I was like, oh, that answers the week.
Well,
that explains why we've all had the week we've had.
Oh, yes. And also, we currently have 6 retrogrades going on.
Five.
Jesus. Nope, now 6.
Oh, sorry.
So,
whoops.
Oh, no, you're good. So the past week, we've been in the pre-shadow period of Mercury retrograde, but today Mercury has gone into retrograde. And this will last until about October 1st, but then we'll still have a post shadow retrograde period, also known as a retro shadow. And so the planets have in retrograde right now, like I already mentioned, you know, Mercury. But we also have Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. So very, very heavy energy going on. And in astrology, and for those who
know, retrograde when it's in its. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I just need a quick clarification reminder. Retrograde is when that planet's orbit is furthest from us, correct?
Is when it's what?
Is that when its orbit is like the elliptical, it's furthest from us in its orbit, correct?
Some retrogrades, yes, but actually, what most people don't know is retrogrades are more of almost an illusionary effect. So this happens when the Earth appears to be moving in an opposite direction as the other planet. Also it can be explained like, the planets appear to be moving in the opposite direction, moving backwards from our perspective on Earth. The planets actually don't move backwards, but it's an illusionary effect where the orbits can kind of slow down, but they're usually still about moving the same, but it's where it almost appears that they're moving backwards. It's more of just a relationship of like orbit and perspective. But, you know, it still has spiritual importance, and I've noticed a lot of people, whether, you know, they get into astrology or not, they're like, oh, my God, this makes so much sense. And the interesting thing, actually, too, with the Jupiter in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces retrogrades and with Mercury retrograde in Virgo, and for those of you that are probably like, wait, I didn't think Mercury was in retrograde in Virgo. Never mind. It's the sun that everybody thinks is in Virgo, but it's actually still in Leo. It'll go into Virgo next week, though. But what I'm going to say is I use astronomical astrology, which is based on the true astronomy of the sky, rather than any system that is man-made and, you know, outdated. Unfortunately, about 2,000 years ago, tropical stopped lining up accurately with the real sky. So there are overlaps and placements. But it did stop accurately lining up with the true sky about 2,000 years ago. But unfortunately, so many people are not aware of this, and so many people use it. But I don't. So if you're a little confused, I use astronomical astrology, and you can find me on Instagram at the Venetian Phoenix. So what I was going to say, though, with, you know, these retrogrades with Neptune and Jupiter in Pisces and Mercury in Virgo, grounding is so key right now. And barefooting is such a key aspect of living. But Pisces actually does rule the feet. And it also represents our foundations, so our childhood, our inner child. It can also represent, childhood traumas, but just trauma in general and how it has, you know, affected our lives, affected our foundation and our path. And so, you know, there's a lot of really interesting things going on right now, but Jupiter action has to do with breaking limitations, pushing back, you know, against mental barriers or barriers that other people have created for us. You know, learning to just be like, screw it. I'm going to be me. I'm going to do, you know, what is right for me. Just kind of pushing back from all that judgment and, you know, those, and pushing back from other people's belief systems, and not in like a disrespectful way, but you know how, you know, especially, you know, we see this as barefooters where people project and, you know, their ideas and their feelings and their experiences onto us, but that's not ours. And that isn't true to who we are. So with this, it's going to be like really important to kind of push back from that. And because Jupiter does also have to do with belief systems. So this may be a time where, you know, people are getting deeper in their beliefs and are pushing back against fear aspects of spirituality and religion, and instead, you know, connecting with the love and what it's really about. And because Pisces is a very, very spiritual sign itself. And so, you know, there's this need to, you know, connect and have more, I would say, on a spiritual, but also an emotional level for a lot of people. And I think that barefooting is definitely going to be crucial. I mean, not only does Pisces, you know, have to do with the feet, but, you know, it also has to do with deep emotions. And emotional regulation is a key part in barefooting for a lot of people, you know, as we've already talked about. And so it's going to be, like, really important to ground and get in touch. And, you know, like we've talked about in the past, like the energetic benefits of barefooting. And, you know, Pisces has a lot to do with very psychic, very energetic, very rich, spiritual, emotional, and intuitive energy, as well as being connected to the feet. And as we've talked about before, you know, when our feet are grounded, when they're touching the earth, we feel, you know, spiritually and energetically more in touch, you know, we feel more aligned.
Yeah.
And I really think why Pisces is connected to the feet, because, you know, with it combining that spiritual element, but then our feet, you know, they are the root of everything. Sorry, there's like, I'm but there's like a loud car going by, so I hope you guys can't hear that, like in the distance. Probably motorcycles.
I didn't hear it, loud. So.
Okay, you're good. But the fact that there's just this, our feet are so key, you know, to our bodies. And like with reflexology, you know, our feet are, you know, pretty much the key to all of it, because, you know, there's so many different nerves in our feet and everything kind of leads back there. And our foundation, they're what holds us. You know, we need to strengthen our feet and our foundation. And so I think it's really interesting. And
with a weak foundation, a building cannot stand.
Exactly, exactly. And even, you know, for me, even for you and other people, you know, we've had on in the past, barefooting is not just key to us physically, mentally, or whatever, and sensory, but also on a spiritual level. And yes, that's not true for everybody, and I respect that. But even if it's not key for you on a spiritual level, you can still kind of have a benefit of that Pisces energy, because Pisces is emotional, raw emotions. And barefooting for a lot of us is key for our emotional regulation. You know, we've talked about how even for people who don't barefoot, taking their shoes off during a panic attack seems life-saving. And for all you know, it is, you know, depending on how bad that person's you know, state is. I'm sure that it has helped a lot of people get out of a really dark place. And even for myself, I can say that. You know, I don't know if you talked about this like last week, but when you're talking about, you know, like how like seasonal depression, and I know like in March when we started having those like, you know, warmer days where it was still like super cold around freezing, but there was like no snow, and just like going outside. And even though it was cold, just like touching my feet to the cool grass, it made me feel alive. You know, it was like a jolt of electricity throughout my whole body almost, you know? And so,
yeah. You know, well, it's like almost like because you're absorbing, now you're absorbing life through your feet, so you're feeling it in your system too. It's hard to explain if you haven't been there, but yeah.
But and people can be like, oh, she means that. And in a way, yes, I did mean it as a metaphor. But in a way too, the earth has electromagnetic fields. Everything has electromagnetic fields. We have electromagnetic fields. My book bag has electromagnetic fields. Everything does. You know?
Right.
When we're barefoot, we're able to kind of just feel the vibrations of the earth and connect with that, align with that. And so, you know, all aspects of barefooting are so important. And I think it's so important to understand those and respect those and understand that, at the same time, even if people have the same categorical reason, like, you know, two people barefooting for, you know, spiritual reasons or two people barefooting for medical reasons, those reasons are not always the same. And the effects and the benefits aren't always the same, but they're still valid.
Right, exactly. There's, well, you gotta think, as many as different people as there are in the world, there's that many different versions and opinions. You know, even if exactly. We'll just take one aspect of why I do it, but even if it's for sensory, and somebody else does it for sensory, it could be completely different sensory reason. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just everybody's different. But I feel that one thing that's important for everybody is barefooting and earthing and grounding and connecting.
Yeah, and I think especially with these retrogrades, and also even with Mercury being in retrograde, you know, and being connected to the sign Virgo. Virgo is a maiden and is earth energy. And Virgo is actually also ruled by Mercury, but Virgo represents our mind-body connection. While, you know, Pisces is actually opposite of Virgo, because they're opposite of each other in the sky. And so opposites, they have the same general needs and
desires. Is it like the color wheel, or would they be like complementary?
Yeah. So, some complementaries usually, but a lot of people don't. Sometimes that can get a little confusing. But yes, complementary, kind of like a color wheel. So they have the same, you know, general needs, purpose, goal, whatever, but they go about it in very different ways. So, you know, Virgo is like the mind-body connection. While the mind-body connection is still also very key to Pisces, they go about it in a different way, where Pisces is more of like the spiritual body and spiritual mind and the spiritual aspects of mind and body. While Virgo is the practical, logical, you know, reason-based connections between mind and body. But both connections are valid.
Gotcha.
And both connections exist within us. So I think it's really interesting that we have this going on. We have complementaries, and some people call them sister signs, like opposites, because rather than, you know, them being opposing, they're more like, you know, sister signs, complementaries, you know.
Sometimes,
you know,
sisters can be opposing, but I only have three to know, you know.
right.
I know.
Yeah, so I think it's really interesting that there's, like, you know, this complementary energy going on, and I think it's really important for people to pay attention to this, because Neptune and Jupiter both actually rule Pisces. So Pisces is, you know, both of the planets in retrograde Pisces are rule Pisces, just like Mercury rules Virgo and is in retrograde in Virgo. And so we're seeing like a very strong connection and a push to align and, you know, connect our mind and body on a practical earth and physical way, as well as a spiritual and emotional way. And so I think it's really great that we have this complementary energy going on. And so I really encourage people to, you know, start, you know, grounding and, you know, and maybe also just getting into the water barefoot. You know, Pisces is a water sign, Virgo is earth sign, you know, maybe get a mix of both. But obviously, you know, some people, you know, can struggle with, you know, one or the other because of sensory reasons, and that's okay too. You know, connect in however way is comfortable for you. Because the point of all of this is what I'm saying is it's really important to acknowledge and be in touch with that mind-body connection on a physical, logical level, as well as a spiritual and emotional. And barefooting is an amazing, amazing way to do that. Right now I'm sitting outside and just, I mean, like, I'm actually sitting on a bunch of rocks and some of them are sharp and pointy, but they don't really bother my legs or my feet. Not like sharp, sharp, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I could see how they would bother, but when you first started barefooting, oh my God, they bothered me so much. And now, even if it hurts a little bit, it's like a good hurt. Like, it's waking, it makes me feel alive. You know, because it doesn't hurt. It's just like, oh, I'm stuck with something hard. It's like, I don't know. I definitely like the sensory aspect of it, you know, where it's not like it's hurt, but it's like, oh, I'm stepping on something hard, you know, but it doesn't hurt.
It's a different sensation.
Years ago. Yeah.
Right.
It's not like I'm a masochist out here, but it's just like I'm doing something in a way. And Does that make sense?
Right. No, I guess I got you. Calm down, Kayla.
No, you're good. I'm just kind of laughing. So, like, I don't know. Other facts, I'm just thinking about how, like, non-barefooters probably listen to us and are like, what are they talking about? I'm like, barefooting? Duh.
If you know, you know, you know.
If you don't, you don't.
Boy, I was sitting in the sun because it felt really good, but now I've been, like, in the sun for, oh, I'm starting to get really hot and I don't want to get sunburned. So I'm moving myself, too.
So are you barefooting outside right now?
No? Of course.
Yes. Well, I need to be barefoot. I just outside. That was the best I could get. For those of you that may be new listeners or, like, this first-time listening or whatever, you know, or if you just weren't listening during the winter months, Audrey made it through the winter only putting shoes on 3 times, and that was because, obviously, frostbite is real. It was a used as a tool for safety, but that is so impressive.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold the applause.
And I remember we had, was it Rita we had on last week who said she, or not last week, shoot, my brain. We had on a few shows ago. She lived in Minnesota.
She lives in Indiana.
My brain
is like the northern part, I believe. No.
Oh, okay.
Someone
was
talking about
Minnesota,
weren't they?
Yeah, I think we did talk to somebody because they were talking about how, like, barefooting in the winter isn't an option because it's so bad out there. I remember we talked to somebody, or maybe I was talking to someone myself.
No, because I remember it.
Yeah, we got Mercury.
No, moving on.
But no, because I was just thinking, I don't know why that popped in my head, because I was just thinking about how, like, I know some of the listeners, you know, do probably, you know, come from these colder regions where they can't do that. And I just, like,
And I'm not saying I'd have made it if I'd have lived there, but.
Oh, yeah, I know. And so I was just thinking, I was like, it was just a thought kind of popped in my head where I was like, honestly, though, I am, like, as much as, you know, I can hate Ohio's weather, whatever, I am grateful to live in a place where we don't get, like, blizzards every year, because I think about, like, how much worse that would have been for both of us, because I remember I started thinking about how last winter, how much we were just complaining about the cold and stuff like that.
To
get out there and pop my shoes off and feel it. So I'm definitely, you know, thankful that we don't live in those cold climates. And for any listeners that do, make the most of what we have left summer and fall. And my heart comes out to you because I could not imagine getting blizzards every winter. Because, you know, like I talked about, you know, like, because, you know, when we get, you know, we get like, you know, fairly mild winter. So being able to, like, get out there and, you know, pop your shoes off here and there and maybe go through a quick walk through the snow just to wake you up. And, like, because it does help with seasonal depression, at least, you know, for us, you know, we've talked about, it's like, you know, sometimes I feel like we have to remember that we are lucky to be able to, like, do that while there are people that, you know, are getting blizzards from, like, November to March. So
right.
I would love to know. But part of the reason I brought it up is because I would love to know if there are any, like, listeners that are from those regions, if they'd, like, want to, like, send out messages to the Instagram, Real Barefoot is Legal, and kind of explain, like, what keeps them sane, you know what I mean, during those periods, and if there's anything we could share to other people. Like, I mean, I'm outside and it's, like, 80 degrees out and it feels nice, but, you know, fall's coming, the autumnal equinox is September 22nd, so fall is coming, and then winter will come. And so I would love, you know, to know if anybody has, like, any tips or tricks that we could, you know, go ahead and, like, share this fall, so that way people, you know, who barefoot in these colder climates, you know, can, you know, have some tips on what helps keep them sane when it's dangerous, you know, to barefoot. Because they're, you know, there aren't very many, you know, situations in which barefooting is actually dangerous in your daily life, but unfortunately, you know, blizzards is one of them. So if anybody listening has any, love to, like, reach out on Facebook or at the Instagram, Real Barefoot is Legal. I would love to know just to be able to share with
others.
Yeah, we're calling.
number again? On your screen. I don't have my...
No, you're good. I'm trying to actually look at what it is now. Okay, yeah. So if anybody listening wanted to, you know, call in and share any of that, tips or tricks or whatever, our guest call-in is 319-527-6208. Yeah, and I would love to, you know, hear what kind of advice you have that we can share and also jot down to share with listeners, you know, later at a later time as, you know, we get closer to, you know, the winter. Like, I know I'm excited for Halloween, but then when I think about that, I'm like, oh, that means winter is, like, right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a
which
problem.
Is why I'm probably, I was looking at the time, though, and I think I'll run a quick ad break,
okay.
And then we'll be back on. So for those of you listening, this is Barefoot is Legal Radio with Phoenix and Audrey. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. And, yeah, we'll be back in a second.
We'll be back in a minute. Maybe.
It's not. Give me 1 second. It is loading. It's doing its best.
Yeah, that was the same. Well, when you try and get that set up, I was going to say something. Yeah, when we get back on, we'll talk about some of our experiences from the week and places we've had to go and been and how that's gone and different things like that. So we got to. Other things, and then hopefully if Miss Beatrix is able, I know it's questioned up in the air, hopefully we'll have her on, and yeah, so hopefully it'll be an exciting show, folks. Is it working for you?
I think it's...
Do you need to reconnect it to your hotspot?
Oh, that's actually what I'm doing already, but it's wanting to play now. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Alrighty.
Sorry, guys. You know, we're always a hot mess.
Don't be sorry. Tech happens.
Ready now.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Hello, folks. We're back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as empowering, encouraging, and sharing tips and tricks within the barefooting community. I am your host, Phoenix, with our other host, Audrey. Hello, Audrey.
What's up?
I want to make sure you're still connected.
Yeah, I'm here.
But yeah, a quick reminder that there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States in public places. If you are at a store and they try to tell you there is a store policy against barefooting or you can't be in there barefoot, they are doing something illegal because they legally cannot kick you out for barefooting. And also, there is no store policy. There legally can't be a store policy, therefore there isn't one.
Unless unfortunately, their store policy is breaking the law.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you don't, no, you're okay. And you don't owe anybody, you know, an explanation, but, you know, just remember you're not doing anything wrong. You know, if somebody confronts me, I usually just say, there are no laws or health codes in the entire United States for barefooting in public. And if they already brought up a store policy, I'll say, therefore there is no store policy. A lot of the time too, if it's your issue, I'll say, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong, you know, but if it's really going to be an issue with me being in here barefooting, I will go somewhere else because I don't want to give my money to a business or establishment or whatever you want to call it, that is breaking the law by telling me I can't be in here barefooting. And that usually
I'm not giving my money to a criminal organization.
Yeah. Giving money to a criminal organization. Exactly. I love that. I love that.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
and I now have under my belt, I've been to court twice barefoot now, and they've said not a word. So if the legal system is obviously okay with it, what's your problem?
And you've also been in police stations even barefoot too before, correct?
Yeah, police stations. I go to the library, they try to tell me that I had to have shoes on. I'm like, actually, I don't, and kind of move on from there.
You said that was library?
Basically everywhere. Huh?
They tried
to have me leave, and I was like, well, actually, that's a protective, I mean, you still have to follow the law as well, so she was not happy about it, but,
Yeah, I bet. Was this? I was just curious, like, you have, like, a rough, like, year, like, or what year it was, roughly?
Huh? It was probably two summers ago, actually, because I don't get to go to the library much anymore.
So you say around 2020?
Probably about that, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had issues before then with going to the library barefoot?
There's one librarian they used to have that she was downright vehement about it, and I just didn't want to deal with her, so, yeah.
Okay.
Another story. She aggressively, like, almost running at me to, I'm like, lady, you need to calm down. Like, it's not that serious.
Yeah, because, you know, I've gone to the same library, and the reason why I was asking is because I know within this last year I've been in their barefooting at least 5 times, and nobody said anything to me. The only time they ever said anything to me when I was barefoot, oh, hey, by the way, the library is closing at like 5, and I thought it closed at 6, so I actually thought I had another hour there. And I was like, oh, thank you. But she didn't say anything about me barefooting. She's actually a super cool librarian. She's been there for a while, and then there's another, like, KP librarian. She said something one time to me about, oh, yeah, I wish I could do that. But maybe it was another person at the library that said, oh, you know, like, I wish I could do that. Maybe they had something wrong with their feet, like diabetes. I don't know, because I remember I was at the library and somebody said something to me about that one time, though, about how they wish they could do it. But now I don't really remember. But I was just curious.
Right.
Like, I've been
anywho.
For
yeah.
5 months. And I've never had anybody, like, in the staff say anything to me. And so I was curious because I get I think maybe around the end of 2021 and then this year, 2022, since I've been in there barefoot. And, I was wondering, the reason I asked if you had had any experiences before 2020, since you thought that was about the time it was because, like, I was just curious if, you know, maybe somebody's reason, you know, for that could be, you know, because of COVID, which, I mean, it's really your feet, your shoes, it's no different, really, you know. You're going to walk your shoes most likely into your house anyway. You know, the only time I've ever heard of people practically stripping out the door when they get in from during COVID is people that, you know, are nurses and doctors that are working in the COVID unit. And so obviously they are, you know, taking these kind of precautions. So, I can understand maybe with people are concerned with thinking, but really it isn't that different at all. You know, if you're really worried about barefooting and you're worried about COVID, just, you know, take like bacterial wipes or alcohol wipes. Yeah. Like, you know, something that'll kill the bacteria and germs and virus stuff, you know, and also wash them when you get home. Spray your feet with Lysol, you know, carry, you know, wipes or just, you know, like rubbing alcohol with you, or like, you know, a sweat.
Yeah,
you know,
I keep wipes in my car at all times for just in case. Like, you never know when you'll need them for your hands or your feet. So I carry those at all times.
But I know some people that have even, like, and probably I bring it up because I know I've had some people that have kind of, just in like my personal life, personal interactions, have kind of like raised the issue about, well, what about with COVID? And I'm like, okay, but you can clean your feet. And when you walk your shoes into your house, you're also potentially bringing the same thing.
Well,
and
the thing
it's not
is
like
too,
I'm my feet now.
Well, the thing is, it's sort of through the, like, the mucous membranes. Like, you don't have those in your feet. You don't have mucous membranes in your dang feet. Like, that's not how that works. So that's not even, like, for me, I'm like, even if I was completely covered head to toe and had my feet, or, you know, head to ankle and had my feet hanging out, I'm not going to catch it that way. Like, that's silly. That's not how it's absorbed into the body. So
yeah. And I can understand,
that's a null and void argument for me. It's a moot point.
Yeah. And I just think it's something still to address because, you know, COVID, you know, it's been an issue for the past 2 years and it's still an ongoing issue. And so I can see how that is, like, I've noticed that is, you know, a concern for some people. But, you know, and that's why I just want to bring it up. But it's like, you know, if you're, you know, and if you are somebody, you know, that is at risk, especially, I can understand that concern because that's definitely a real thing to worry about. And so, you know, I would just, recommend, like, you know, rubbing alcohol or, you know, alcohol wipes, a disinfectant spray, baby wipes, literally anything. Maybe wipe them down with baby wipes and then put hand sanitizer on them. I don't know, whatever you got available, whatever works for you. You know, like, there are ways.
Well, that's me asking, like, what do you do about your shoes when you get home? Like, just, I mean, obviously, if it's throw them in the washer, you can't apply that to your feet unless you count those, you know, showers, the washer, go clean them. Okay, cool. Problem solved. Done.
Yeah. Well, and I can understand because, you know, some people that, you know, do have, I mean, a lot of people are autoimmune compromised, really aren't, you know, going too many places, you know, because of the risk, but I can understand there might be, you know, there are people that probably, you know, take their shoes off when they get to the door because they are, you know, it's a risk. They don't want to track it through their house. But if you're a barefooter and struggling with this, I would definitely recommend just, you know, finding ways of disinfecting like you would any other surface, you know, with your feet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, there's something, you know, because barefooting is, there are very few, like, experiences in day-to-day life where barefooting is dangerous. And if you are somebody that, you know, is at risk, I totally understand how even that can be a dangerous experience for you. Maybe not, you know, for other people, but unfortunately, you know, for you. But, you know, there are ways around that. But, you know, at the same time, I'm not a doctor. So, you know, y'all do what's best for you.
Precautions necessary, but, like, well, I mean, another option is, okay, so if you're barefooted and you're worried about tracking your home, and obviously you can't take your feet off at the door, get, like, one of those totes, a small tote that has a lid on it, and you can either go ahead and fill it with, you know, water or have a jug of water that you can dump off in there, wash your feet in the tote, have everything you need right there, clean your feet before you go in. It's a possibility. It takes you a few minutes longer to get in your house, but it's an option.
Yeah.
You know,
and
have a little foot washing station by your door.
That's actually a really interesting idea I would not have actually thought of. So, that's cool. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting because I was like, I've thought of that. That's cool. I think it's important for us to, you know, keep in mind that, you know, there are very few times in day-to-day life when barefooting is dangerous. And obviously, you know, shoes are a tool. But also the type of shoe you're using is very important to a shoe being a tool, you know, like going to a construction site or even, you know, my boyfriend works in HVAC, and so he even wears steel-toe boots to work. And, I mean, he hates wearing them.
Right.
I don't know anybody that wears them says they hate wearing them when they go to work, but, you know, you're not going to wear regular shoes, you know, on jobs
like
these.
My brother's an electrician. Yeah, he's going to have insulated protective shoes so he doesn't get electrocuted or drop stuff on his feet. You know, my husband wears shoes to protect his feet while he's working. It's just different than, however, than when you're in my occupation. I'm like, why are shoes necessary to teach preschool? I don't understand that. I actually hurt my foot at work Friday. We had a fire drill, and I hurt my foot, but I was wearing shoes. That's when I hurt myself is when I'm wearing them. It's funny. I'm like, okay. Because they'll be like, oh, but you wear shoes now. I'm like, that's what hurt me. Why would I want to wear that? That's what hurts me.
No, exactly. I was actually about to say, I was like, you know, if not wearing shoes, you know, or, you know, going barefoot is safer for you or, you know, someone else, shouldn't that be what we go with? If it's safer, isn't that better?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
in theory.
If safety like, I feel like safety of ourselves and others should be a number one priority. Mm-hmm. I hate to see that. Honestly, it isn't. And that applies on so many different levels in our society, you know.
It's appearances.
But barefooting is definitely still a part of that, you know. And I really wish that, you know, as, you know, a society within this country really valued each other's safety more, because, you know, and took the time to understand that there's, you know, even with barefooting, there's so much more to it than I'm just trying to tick people off, you know, like this
right,
is what
right.
is safe for some people. And also keep in mind that emotional and mental safety is just as important as physical safety, you know, unfortunately. And our society is changing, but unfortunately, you know, there have been generations of, you know, justifying, you know, generational abuse and, you know, just things where we don't value people's mental health and their emotional and mental safety, but not even just within families, but even within institutions, you know, where people's
right.
health and safety has been undermined in so many different ways and on so many different levels. And it's like, that is a problem. Physical and
right.
mental
I
safety
agree.
Are top priorities.
Should be. But
like your job isn't, you know, dangerous, like, you know, like you brought up, you know, your brother being an electrician and having to, you know, wear installed boots so that he, you know, there's less of a risk of him getting electrocuted, you know, that
mm-hmm.
is, you know, safe for his job. And yes, you may not have those risks
right.
with a construction ever, but, you know, caring for small children, that is a huge responsibility. And it actually even kills me how people fail to really see that, you know, when we see teachers and even mothers being undermined, you know. Taking care of children is serious work. It's very important.
Yeah,
even,
and
you know,
it's,
in
best done, it's best done barefoot, man.
and you know, and maybe not everybody, but it is best barefoot for you. And, you know, so it's like, if that's what's safer for you when you are entrusted and, you know, taking care of all these small children, if that's what's safer for you, that's what's going to be safer for them. And like you've been brought up with the milk allergen thing. You brought this up. You know, if one of the babies is exposed to any milk, then they, you know, could go into anaphylactic shock. And
yeah,
I mean, you can explain
my
more
feet
about
and shoes.
That.
Yeah, well, I can feel it when it actually is on my feet, so I know, oh, there it is. I need to get my steps in it or not. And B, it's easier to wipe off my feet than it is shoes with all the treads and everything. So I just, when I'm cleaning up meals, like before, you know, meal starts, I'll take my shoes off and put them on the shelf. And I have talked to my boss about it, and she understands. And because I tell her, I'm like, I would rather get written up for being barefoot in the classroom than I would having to give the child an EpiPen because I tracked milk where it harmed her, where she got into it and it hurt her. You know, like that's the risk I'm willing to take. Like, I won't agree with the write-up, but I mean, I'd rather it be that than, you know, this child going into anaphylaxis and having to call the squad and her mother and be like, yeah, so apparently there was milk on my shoe and I didn't know it and yada yada. I gotta be like, all is well because I took my shoes off before meal. Especially when we do like yogurt and cottage cheese or anything like that smears and spray. Like, no. I'm not messing around. But
that is important. You know, this is a life of like this is a life of a baby, you know? Like what?
Yeah.
You know, like,
and like typically too when we do those, it's I'll be the only one that does the serving and cleanup, so that way those that have shoes on, they'll take care of other stuff around the classroom, so that way they're not spreading it either, you know. So then they understand, like everyone understands the importance of this, and then that way I'm not asking them to get in trouble for it either. Like, if you're not comfortable with that, that's fine, but I'm not comfortable with the alternative. So
and that's so understandable. I mean, to me, when I hear you talk about that, I'm like, yeah, okay, you should definitely not be wearing your shoes when, you know, it's lunchtime, because it,
right,
the, you know, this is a child's life, like this is a small child's life, and, you know, that is so important, you know, and, you know, it's not, like I was saying, mm-hmm. how, you know, some jobs are dangerous, but this job is also dangerous in its own way when it comes to, like, food allergens and things like that, and it's a lot easier to wash an allergen off
right.
of your
because
feet
this, and especially
out of
this
bowl of a soup.
Right. And one, especially this particular child, it's not just if she ingests it. It's skin contact. Like, she is highly allergic to milk. So it's like,
wow.
that's on, like, even if she just plays in it, she's gotten into spit it before and instantly had hives pop up. Like, it's, I'm not messing with that. So.
No, that's serious.
It's just the way that I'm able to keep the room safer for my students. You know, and that's how it is.
Which should be your top priority.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I think they'd be be a little more concerned if it wasn't. Yeah, I know, you know. I'm just saying, like. But anyhow, but yeah, so there's. Yeah.
Sorry, no, yeah, and I was just saying, you know, because, like, yeah, it is really important work, you know, taking care of children and, you know, with their own safety, that, you know, I'm glad that your boss is understanding with you taking your shoes off during mealtime. Especially
mm-hmm.
if you can explain is something that is safer, not even just for you, but also for this child.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like, I think, and that's why they're okay with it, is because they know I'm not doing it. It's not like me rebelling or whatever. It's literally I'm doing this for the safety of not even just, like, me and the child, too. I'm like, you realize it's safer for the center as well, right? Because we don't have to explain why the squad came to our center today. Because, you know, parents will be like, what happened? And, you know.
And, no, but, you know, nobody's going to want to send their kid to a daycare where they're like, oh, yeah, like, a kid's mm-hmm. life was endangered because of allergens. Like, yes, sometimes it's something that you can't fully control.
Right.
But as a parent, you know, you're not always going to look at it as, oh, well, it was just a one-time incident. You're going to look at this, oh, my God,
right.
this is like, what if it's my child, you know? So, you know, parents too.
No,
kids
right.
have
every parent, every parent that's come in during meal times where I'm like, I am running around barefoot. Like, you can see they see it, but then when they understand the why, they're all like, oh, okay, cool. They're appreciative and grateful even, you know, that we're taking that for extra precaution. And if we'll do it for that one child, they know if we needed, we'll do it for theirs.
And that's so important. I'm glad that you are in the profession you are, because, you know, I know that you really care, you know, and that's so important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
supposed to be for sure.
And, you know, I know we've talked too about, like, issues with students not being able to be barefoot in school and how that can be an issue. And we can kind of talk about that in a second even, but I was going to say too, like, you know, there can be issues with schools and stuff, but teachers definitely are very underpaid and underappreciated. And, you know, I think we need to just really understand, you know, how important, you know, working and preparing the youth for life is. And unfortunately, yes, there are some that, you know, I don't know, but there are also just some people wherever you go that are just kind of crappy. But I would even like to see how we can start seeing a difference with barefooting, though, being accepted more in schools for students, that it does help, you know.
Well, there are some schools around the world, like, that are barefoot, like in Finland, I think it is. I'd have to double check, but for sure it's Finland. Their students are barefoot, even on the playground outside and everything, and that's how they learn and grow. They've acknowledged the importance of strengthening, you know, of the feet being exposed and being able to be used for learning, and they're like, it's up through, like, I think first grade, where they just don't wear shoes at school. Like, they check, put them within a cubby at the door when they get there, you know, and I think that's, like, amazing to me that is happening. It's just super cool.
Well, and, like, one aspect
so, yeah,
of that I think people usually consider with allowing kids to barefoot is imagine what that actually does to their motor skills, you know, and their muscle
mm-hmm.
buildup and be more athletic even. And,
yeah,
you know, Like, yeah. I think, you know, shoes on
and
kids.
And their coordination. Their
yeah.
coordination and their spatial awareness is improved. And, oh, yeah, it's. And again, there's some situations even as a child where it would be necessary, I think, to have them depending on what you're doing. But it's just like with us, it's really not necessary all the time, I don't feel. Like, we're camping and three of my four kids ain't really put shoes on since we got here. You
yeah,
know, so.
Well, I think, too, is, like, classrooms are supposed to be safe, you know. They're supposed to be a safe environment to learn, to grow, and, you know, interact with your environment. And so it's like school should be safe in general, so there shouldn't even be risks, you know, with kids being barefoot in schools. Now, if you go to, like a vocational school or, like, a career center or something like that, like I did in high school, there are some labs where they
mm-hmm.
actually do wear protective gear even. So,
well, I mean, yeah, but depending on the occupation you're doing. I mean, it's the same thing as adults,
yeah.
depending on the occupation. Sorry.
Yeah, and then,
I didn't
you're good. And then, yeah, cause, no, you're fine. And, like, cause, yeah, because what I meant with that is, like, yes, you know, there are situations, like, with vocational schools, career centers, where, you know, you may be exposed to other things, but that's, like, that's training for job fields. And, like we've already mentioned, some job fields are dangerous, and there are dangerous just most job fields, I feel like, when it comes to, like, trades work. And, I mean even
mm-hmm.
in education, there can be some, too. Like,
yeah.
Like
I wouldn't
want
to be a barefoot plumber either, you know.
Ew.
That's gross.
Oh,
yeah, I know, right?
Up and you don't know what's going to come up. Yeah, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ew, don't want to be mucking around in anything barefoot like that. Anyway, the only thing I want to muck around in is a creek. That's about it.
Yeah.
Which I definitely love doing barefoot for sure. Also, going in a creek with shoes on is just a really good way to end up with, like, a fungus or some kind of infection. So always take your shoes off when creaking. I don't know, unless you got special water shoes maybe. I don't know. but I'm sorry. I was trying to remember where I was going with this. But, oh, yeah, no. So, like, you know, with trade schools.
I don't know where you're going.
Like, that can be, you know, some risks. But classrooms in general, especially for, you know, small children and, you know, like middle schoolers, you know, those are typically safe environments where, you know, barefooting shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I understand people's concerns, but, like, you know, and or even, like, in high school, like, in a chemistry room, okay, you're going to put on goggles. They'll probably even maybe have you put on gloves, you know. You're going to put on an apron when you know, those special aprons. Like, you know, in high school, you know, with chemistry, like, you're going to be putting on other protective gear. Of course, you're going to have to put on shoes for that. You know, like, that's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know, other than, you know, chemistry or things like that, some science classes and
yeah,
trade things.
Yeah, but
like,
English lit class, I mean, really?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, and I used to pop my shoes off in English. I mean, and even the teachers usually didn't care.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you, like, untied your shoes, they'd be like, what are you doing? But if you had, like, flip-flop sandals, like, flats, anything that you could just slide off, they really didn't say anything unless you got up. But if you were just sitting there and popped your shoes off, they really didn't care. At least in my experience.
Right.
You know, and...
Although you probably didn't even notice. It's under your desk, too.
Like, I don't know. It's just like... When I was in high school, I actually really didn't realize, like, that there were no laws or health codes against barefooting, but it was something I didn't even really think of.
Right.
It was just something that really just, like, didn't even think of, you know. But looking back,
yeah.
I'm like, what? There really weren't that many risks. Like, yeah, when I was in photography, my lab instructor, he made a point of, you know, we having to wear shoes when working with equipment. But that's because there were lights. And if they get too hot, they can potentially bust. Or students could, we would put, like, these, like, weights, basically, on them, like, little, like, like sandbag weights on at lights to make sure they didn't like fall over, like so nobody could knock them over. But potentially if you had enough force and, you know, it could still happen because they weren't super heavy. They were like portable, you know, sandbag weight things. And so, I mean, you know,
right,
it definitely left a bit of risk. But, you know, if somebody, you know, came falling backwards and with their whole body weight because they tripped or something, that could be dangerous. Or potentially sometimes students may not realize how hot a light is getting and it could potentially break, which isn't really not that common at all. I don't even know. I think if we had a light break, it was once in the 2 years I was there.
Right.
That I was aware of anyone's lab. But, like, you know, there's a lot of, you know, different situations where, yeah, like you need to choose. If we were editing at our computers in the, the computer lab part, I don't even
computer
know
lab?
What we call
computer
we
lab,
had, like,
probably.
Yeah. Well, we all had a science seat basically. So we had like our own computers and like we shared them with this
cubicle.
Cause, like, well, it was just kind of like desks, but, it was basically like a computer lab section. And, so if we were in there, we were just sitting and editing or whatever, or, you know, like taking notes, or if he was doing presentations and we were paying attention, you know, if we had our shoes off, like he really didn't care. But, it, you know, if you were working with equipment,
right.
Like that's different.
No, right. Which again, that's checks. That's a safety thing. It's a tool that's needed for a safety aspect. Like we've said, you know, it's not necessary all the time, but there are situations where it's beneficial to have that safety measure in place.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't know. I think it's also like important to keep in mind too that like safety can be different for other people too. Like, you know, yes, there are some situations that are like cut and dry, like we've been kind of talking about. But there are a lot of situations that I know we both know about as barefooters, and you know most barefooters are fully aware of. You know that what is safe can change and be different depending on you know the person. You know, and that can even be
right.
Mental
well, like
safety.
This winter, like this winter, everyone else is popping their shoes on, and I'm like, let's see how I can go. You know, that's different, but because that's you know that's something that could be per person type situation, but.
Yeah,
you know.
And I find it just, like, crazy how other barefooters would sometimes even comment when you would post things where it's like, I like barefooting, but
cross
that's crazy.
Thing.
And being, like,
I
too
that was
far.
Made up.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you had some people that think you didn't really do it.
Oh, no. I said when people would be like, you know, frostbite is real. I'm like, really? I thought that was made up. What? I thought that was some fake. I know it's real. You know, it's not like I'm standing out, going out. Like, for me, it's not like I'm going out there for, you know, an hour to stand in the snow and losing my toes. Like, I have too much fun painting my nails, which I'm actually doing right now. You know, I'm not going to lose them. Like, I'm being careful and listening to my body.
Yeah. And so it's, like, important to understand that, like, what is safe does change and varies for different people. And it can even change for one person throughout their barefooting journey. You know, when you first started, you know, barefooting, you probably didn't go out in the winter much at all barefooting. And then, you know, this past winter.
Oh, no, not at all. It's, like, as soon as it started getting cold, that's how people knew it was winter was here. Oh, Padre's got his on. You know, like, oh, I know it's cold out there now. I mean, it still, I guess, still applies, but this cold is more, cold is a little colder than it used to be.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's just important for people to keep in mind that changes. And, I mean, right now I'm actually barefooting on, like, you know, a dirt rocky path, and you know what, I'm loving it, living the life. And
yeah.
It's just important for a lot of people to remember that there's so many benefits for it. And even, like, now doing the show, I was like, mentally, I cannot just sit inside in my living room or my bedroom or whatever doing this show. Like, I need to be outside. I need to feel the earth. And so
yeah.
I was like, well, for going outside barefoot and nature and doing this thing, because that's what's better for me. And even, like we've talked about, with focus, with school, with, you know, job performance, like, there are benefits to barefooting, for sure. And
yeah,
for me, barefooting in nature is especially so key. But, you know, everybody has their preferences, too, you know. And
right,
not everybody likes grass, not everybody likes the water. But, you know, there are different aspects of it that, you know, different people can, you know, get into it, and different benefits, you know, people can get out of it, you know.
It's, yeah,
it's a very, I don't know, it's a,
yeah,
it's
like
a very
after the show,
open
I'm go
thing.
I'm going to go on my hike,
so,
and see if I can find some, find the good mud. That's what I'm going to do here in a little bit. When we get off the show, go find the good mud. You still there?
Yeah, I accidentally muted myself. but yeah, no, I get exactly get what you mean. And it's just everybody is different. I think, like, reminding each other that everybody is different is so important to keep in mind, because nobody's barefooting
mm-hmm.
experience is going to be yours. And that's okay. And that's also
right.
to keep in mind with comparing. And like, oh, well, they can do this, but I can't. Okay, who cares? That's not important. What's important is you and what you're doing and what makes you happy, what makes you comfortable, what makes you feel good. That's what matters, not where you sit or stand here with somebody else.
Right.
So, like, it's not your concern.
Okay,
it's your
the only person I'm trying to be better than is who I was yesterday.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, too, like, this need to compare and jealousy, you know, it's dangerous because it causes us to not appreciate and be happy for each other, you know? It, like,
right.
causes
and
us...
it's one thing, though, it's different, though. I'd say it's still good. I mean, like, comparing it up to, as far as, like, for inspiration, though, I'd say that's a worthwhile, like, they inspire me to do better kind of thing, but not, like, to tear yourself down or tear them down over it. That's where people get mixed
yeah.
up,
I think it's good to, like, look at people as, you know, inspiration and, you know, like, as a motivator in a positive way. Like, oh, well, if they can do it, why can't I? Why can't I get there? But, I mean, it's dangerous when we start comparing in the sense that, like, you know, why am I not there? And then sometimes I think that just creates this jealousy and where we can't celebrate each
mm-hmm.
other's milestones. People are comparing in the worst way.
Right.
You know, instead of, you know, being able to be like, whoa, that's awesome, you did that. Like, and being able to acknowledge I'm not there yet, but, you know, I could get there. And even if I don't get there, that's still awesome for them. It doesn't make me any less, you know. And
right.
so I think it's important to remember to, like,
or
celebrate.
Or to tear people down and be like,
them.
Well, yeah. To where people aren't happy when they do get there, like, they're like, well, I did that months ago. What's the big deal? You know, that kind of thing, too. The opposite.
Yeah, no, exactly, and just, yeah, instead of just being like, wow, I'm better than you, but that stems from the mm-hmm. same type of thinking and feeling as jealousy stems from, you know, this
yeah,
need
absolutely.
where instead of, you know, validating yourself and validating others, you're too busy trying to one-up or be the best, and it's like, that's not what life, that's not what growth, that's not what any goal is about. Do it for you.
Right.
And remember why you should do it for you. You know, it's just really
exactly.
important to cheer yourself on and also cheer on others. And, you know, and it's like the thing is, like, I mean, obviously, you know, some people are bad people, and what people say about them, that's not tearing them down. That's just the truth. I mean, honestly, there are situations
mm-hmm.
like that. People who are just, you know, crap talking other people for no
mm-hmm.
reason, or just all this judgment, they're not happy
within, you know? They can say they love themselves and they, you know, but when you really love yourself, you're not going to have to be like everybody else or compare or be better to everybody else. You know, you lose the need for ranking. Instead, it's just about, you know, loving yourself, enjoying the journey, enjoying where you're at, and then sharing that love with others, you know, because love, you know, is, and I hate how so many people don't realize that love is so much more than
butterflies.
Well, that, but love is also more than just commitment even, you know, like love, you know, is in every action we do. Like, yes, devoted, committed, having your person type of love is very important, but that's not the only type of love there is. And that's not the only other type of love we should give out, you know. Love
if
is
it was,
kindness.
If it was, I'm just saying, if that's the only kind of love there was, it'd be really weird when parents told their children they loved them. That'd be very weird.
And imagine how horrible
like,
our world, but even more than it already
well,
is.
Right, but
unfortunately.
Right. Right. When you hear friends or whatever say, love you too, and they're like, and people are like, oh, that's so weird. And I'm like, is it weird when a parent says I love you? Because, like, you're saying, like, all love is, like, romantic love. But, like, what about parent-child love? Because, like, then that's just weird. Okay, that's what would make it weird. But, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like, you need to think about what you're saying, people.
But then also people just look at it as all love having to be permanent. And, like, yes, you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Familial love and romantic love and like love for your absolute best friend, you know, those are typically, you know, more permanent forms of love, even though they're different types of love.
Mm-hmm.
But not all love is permanent or meant to be permanent. And some of it is just passing by acts of love in the sense of, you know, you see somebody who, you know, is down on their luck and, you know, they've got a sign. Like, I mean, I've seen people that, you know, like lost their legs, have had horrible things happen to them. I mean, they're in wheelchairs. These people have gone through it and you can tell, you know, and they need money and just being like, I don't have much, but this is what I have. You know, to me, that's an act of love. And, you know, things like that, you know, those are acts of love. And because you
mm-hmm.
have love in your heart for another person, but it's not permanent. You know, you probably give them money, might say a prayer for them, maybe think of them here and there. But most of the time people, you know, give them the money, say a little prayer, and then they, you know, within a few months, they don't even think about it really anymore. And it's not permanent
right.
love, but you still took time to show that person love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lending a hand, you know, you see some, I don't know, like, you know, you see someone, you know, in a parking lot, their car's not starting, oh, do you need a jump, you know, or something, you know, like, it, you know, it's not permanent, but it's still an act of love, because you're like, oh, gosh, that person's stranded, they need help, basically, you know, even if it's just
yeah.
in a Walmart parking lot, you don't know if that person is going to be able to get help, and you're like, I got jumper cables in the back, I'm going to right
sympathy
here.
Sympathy and
know?
Compassion. Sympathy
yeah.
and compassion are forms of love.
Exactly.
If you didn't, if they weren't, you wouldn't, you really can't have them.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. We're all in this together, folks. Anyway, so I was just realizing the time. I wanted before, real quick, I know we got a little off topic today, but still on topic. We do that somehow? I don't know, folks. But anyway, what I was going to say was, I was messaging with Dave earlier. He mentioned if anybody in the St. George, Utah area, it sounds like there's going to be a meetup next week. He's having a meetup. So if you are in that area or close by or going to be nearby, he's got the details at Barefoot is Legal on Facebook. So check that out if you want. I don't know the where's and the when's exactly, but he's got that on Facebook. I want to make sure I mention that. And also don't forget, you can catch our show. We'll be playing 4:30 to 5 on Mix 105 Internet Radio. And if you have any content you'd like me to share through the Instagram at Real Barefoot is Legal, you can message me there.
trying to think. Were there any other disclaimer, any other things you needed to mention that I'm forgetting?
I don't think so.
I think that's it.
But, you know, just remember, you know, keep living your best barefoot lifestyle and, you know, listen to your body. Listen to what is right for you. Love yourself, you know, and when you love yourself,
and
you
stand up for yourself.
It's so much better for your health, you know, because even loving yourself and, you know, that applies to if barefooting is the best thing for you and you are so caught up in worrying about what other people are going to think, let that go. Just
life gets a lot simpler when you quit worrying about that, friends. I'll tell you that. I mean, as I hear, I never really worried about it, if I'm being honest, but, like, I mean, some stuff, yeah, but, like, never this, but anyway, like, when you quit worrying about what other people are going to think, say, or do, and you just live for yourself and live for you and what's best for you and yours, it's a much simpler thing.
No, it really is, and, you know, barefooting can be a part of self-love as well as self-maintenance because, you know, it's what's best for you, so, you know, love yourself by embracing your best barefoot lifestyle. Love yourself by helping encourage others. You know, do not be afraid to go in public barefooting. You know, there's no laws or health codes against barefooting in public places. So, you know, it may take a bit to work up your confidence. You know, take it a step at a time. But you're not doing anything wrong, and you're not breaking any laws or health codes. So, you know, go out there, enjoy it, and stop worrying about what other people think and stop comparing to others because your barefoot journey is yours. It's nobody else's, you know. So listen to your body. Listen to your mind. Listen to them work together, like I mentioned earlier with the Mercury in Virgo retrograde and the Neptune in Jupiter in Pisces retrograde. You know, there's a need to listen to our mind-body connection on a practical and physical level, but also on an emotional and spiritual level. And there are so many different benefits to putting. You know, there's, you know, spiritual and religious, there's mental health benefits, there's physical health benefits, and people also, you know, barefoot for cultural reasons. So there's so much to it. So just embrace it, love it, and
there's
your
a
best
lot
life.
Behind it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So, exactly. So again, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public spaces in the United States. If somebody tries to kick you out of a store or something for barefooting, remember they are the ones breaking the law. And, you know, feel free to remind them that there are no laws or health codes against it and it is illegal for them to make you leave without barefooting. You know, stand your ground. Don't let people walk all over you and try to take away one of your rights because, come on, folks, we ain't going to do that. Mm-mm, no, thank you.
Yeah.
We're
around there trying to already take enough away.
Yeah. And you can find us on Facebook at Barefoot is Legal. You can also find us on Instagram at Real Barefoot is Legal. Audrey here is the admin for the Instagram. So if you have any questions, concerns, or information, tips, tricks, content to share, keep it family friendly, appropriate, of course. But if you have anything to share with the group, you can send it over to Real Barefoot is Legal, and Audrey can get back to you. But keep it appropriate and family-friendly, guys. That's the kind of group we are, and we expect that to be upheld. So, yeah, just reach out to us if you have anything to share. We're also on TikTok at Barefoot is Legal 2, the number 2. Rachel runs that. And we're also on Twitter at Barefoot is Legal, and you can find us on barefootislegal.org. There's some forums over there. There's a lot of great resources. We have letters on there that the organization has gathered from different counties in different states, official legal proof
and
that,
businesses.
You know, and businesses as well. That there is, you know, nothing against barefooting. You can actually also report in a business for being, you know, anti-barefoot. So you can, you know, send that in so other people can see, oh, I shouldn't go to that place or something. And you can even check out how to become
as well as get one of us the opportunity to contact that business.
Exactly. Yeah, that too. So, you know, you can share that with us and we can, or the admin group can, you know, take care of that, you know. Sorry, my throat's so dry. You can also check out a VIP membership. I know Audrey knows a little bit more about that. If you want to share that real quick.
You join VIP, the VIP membership, including, you know, you get an ID that you'd submit us a photo of you, basically you head to toe in a store, and that'll be your ID photo. And it has the different, has the law on the back of it, as well as a QR code that someone can scan and take them straight to the website for further information. It's kind of just like an extra safety guard. And some other, like a T-shirt and some other goodies in the bag, too, as a thank you. Some business cards for Barefoot is Legal. You know, and we say there's some more goodies in there. Proof shows all that and it sends all that in or to you. And grants you access to a couple other things through the website. There's more information on the barefootislegal.org that you can get more information about it on as well. So,
yeah. And yeah, there are many ways to get connected. If you even just want to run a Google search or whatever, Barefoot is Legal, you can definitely find us. But yeah, if you have anything you can share, like to, you know, get involved in any way, definitely check out those. And if you even want to take the initiative to contact, you know, a store or, you know, a county representative or anything like that to, you know, be able to share documentation with the group, you know, if we don't have it already, can do that
very,
and, you know,
yeah,
take that initiative yourself, and we will be very appreciative of it. But we are coming up on the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed our rambling. But remember, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting, so keep living your best lifestyle with it. And remember, there's no one to compare to except yourself, and, you know, trying to be that better version
exactly
of yourself. That's all that matters.
The only one I want to be better than is who I was yesterday. Be kind, help me can, don't be a jerk.
Exactly. But yeah,
And
we're about
till next week, y'all.
So yeah, we'll see you next week. Yeah, take care and have a great one. You have anything to add, Audrey?
That's it. Peace out.
Okay, take care, y'all.